Anxiety and curiosity. That is the reflection of the day. As I am reflecting on my day today, I gotta share with you that I had moments throughout the day. And when I started getting anxious, I immediately start getting curious, because for me, when I feel anxiety or when there is something that I'm feeling that does not feel good, I become very curious, because curiosity would eventually help me understand or get closer to understanding what is going on. And when I got home, you know, I was at church and the anxiety started at church. And then when I got home, I was questioning, where is this coming from? I don't really get anxious often. I used to for years and years, and I really dislike that anxious feeling. Wow. And I know so many of you that are listening are suffering from anxiety, and you live with anxiety, and you wake up with anxiety, and you go to live with anxiety. And ultimately, anxiety robs you of the present moment. So for me, I take that now very serious, and I become very curious. So when I got home, I started questioning why. Like, why? Why am I feeling this anxiety? How did it come out of the blue? And then I actually started getting some answers, which was, I was at church. One of the church members, she had it in her that she was going to introduce her brother to me. And she was going to push her brother on me. It was really strange and a very uncomfortable feeling. So I was fighting the emotions of just being very uncomfortable and sharing that with her. And then I decided, you know, I didn't say anything. I just avoided as much as I could. And then I sat, you know, we were having a little gathering for church. I sat with right next to her brother, because she had a chair right next to him for me, and insisted that I sat, that I would sit over there. And I was very uncomfortable, and I didn't share that with her. And because I was not authentic to myself, I started to get this anxiety, because I'm living a life of authenticity. And it's human nature. I know I'm not going to be perfectly authentic, but when I'm not being authentic, then this is one of the signs that I get anxious. And I said, you know, when I got to the house, I'm like, I get it. I understand now why I was feeling the anxiety. And as I got home, it was increasing. And I was trying to figure out what I was going to do to deal with anxiety, because being aware and questioning, becoming curious, helps you understand and get some answers. But then how do you deal with minimizing the anxiety? Because once you're anxious, it's not like turning it off and turning it on, you know, like a light switch. It's like there's a dimmer. And the dimmer is, how do we get to the dimmer so that eventually we can, once the dimmer is all the way down, then you can turn it off. And that was my mission. How do I make sure that I dim this anxiety? So I used my biggest tool, which was to go to the gym. I ended up going to sweat. I deposited some serious sweat deposits in my life bank account. And little by little, the anxiety, by the time I was done, the anxiety had diminished. It didn't go away completely, but boy, it decreased tremendously. Because the other thing about anxiety is that anxiety doesn't it's not, like I said, it's not like a light switch. It's not like you're going to be able to turn it off immediately. Once it's there, there is a little bit of a process to get rid of it. And that's where I'm at. Like, I decided to use the biggest tool, which I shared, is sweat deposits. Sweating, I went and did the Stairmaster, and I made sure that I was doing interval training, and I was sweating. And as I was sweating, it was almost like I was shedding the anxiety off of me, just shedding. And I ended up feeling so much better after I left the gym. I went home, I took a shower, and then I said, you know what? I definitely feel less anxious. Definitely feel less anxious. So I am now, you know, just going to have dinner with my son and his family and my grandkids. And I feel definitely a lot more centered and blessed. Blessed that I have these tools. Blessed that I have the wisdom to be able to utilize them. And all these years of practice, of showing up for myself, of understanding the feeling after. When you get uncomfortable, like working out, unfortunately this tool is available to all of you. But most people do not want to work out because you're getting uncomfortable. And there is the comfort zone is a real thing where, you know, you rather stay watching TV or do something else but work out. And for me, when I went to the gym and sweat so much, I hit the reset button. I hit the reset button. So today, I really want you to think, are you utilizing the tools that you know you have to deal with your anxiety? Or are you just surrendering to the anxiety and letting it feed your soul and take over? That is the question for you. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.